Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of the day it is, good to you. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Hope you will have a great day or a great night. I'm Coach Michelle with another podcast episode, another walk-in podcast episode. So welcome, if you are new, welcome to Walk With Me with Coach Michelle. I do 30-minute walking workouts. They're designed to get you fit, to help you enjoy walking, to teach you proper form so that you're efficient with your walking, whether your goal is for weight loss or if your goal is for fitness, maintenance, whatever it is, I've got a walk-in workout just for you. So today's workout is dedicated to our beginners. This is our walkers who may be very new to the walking world. They want to walk for fitness, but they don't know exactly how. They go out and walk, perhaps strolling, walking with a friend. I get a lot of questions about walking and why are the walk-in videos or podcasts, why do they seem so advanced? And I just want to get started so I can build up gradually to your walk-in workout, because normally I do 2 miles in 30 minutes. We usually go over 2 miles, at least that's what the podcast is designed to do. But I get a lot of people that are saying, hey, I just started walking. I just want to get that 30 minutes going. And while I tell you your goals are specific to you, I still want to speak to those who are very new to the walking world and want to get into walking for fitness, but they're a bit intimidated by that whole 2 miles, 30 minutes. So today, it's a beginner's walking workout. Workout designed for you, workout that is going to speak with those who are definitely wanting to make walking their choice of fitness, but they want it to be gradual. They want it to speak to their current walking level and eventually get to that 2 mile, 30 minutes or beyond. So without further ado, I know you came for 30 minutes, so we like to keep this 30 minutes or around 30 minutes-ish, right? So let's get started. We are going to get first, since this is a beginner's walking workout, what we typically require, I will keep pace, I will keep track of the time and the distance, but what I want you to do is get in the habit of getting your own, whether it's an app that you can use, there's several apps available for you to use to get your walking, to track your walking, track how far you're walking and the time and distance, or you can do a smartwatch. Smartwatches, they all do the same thing. So get an app or a smartwatch, so this way you're able to keep track of how fast you're going, how slow you're going, how long you're going, and it's a great way to gauge the fitness, the walking workout. So let's get started. I'm gonna use my app because I'm gonna get the pace and going for all of you. But if you've got your apps ready, let's go. We're gonna get started and this workout begins right now. So we always start off the first 5 minutes a warm-up. And again, you're brand new to walking, so right now I want you to just focus on starting to walk in positioning. Roll your shoulders back because I want to make sure that you have the right posture, the right positioning for your walk. So make sure your shoulders are rolled back. You can put your shoulders up and back. We want good posture. That's the most important thing. So I'm not gonna focus on a 2 mile walk. So for those who are usually walking with me, 30 minutes, 2 miles, we're not going to do that today. So if you wanted a fast-paced workout, this is not going to be the one. But if you want to get maybe some reinforcements with the mileage, I'm sorry, with the positioning, this is going to be that one. So we want to make sure that we have the right form, the best form, the most efficient form. We want to be safe. We want to make sure that the body is aligned in the best possible way so that it's walking. Because keep in mind, we're not just walking for fitness. We walk all the time. So we want to make sure that we are always walking the best possible way. So that's what today's is. Ah, almost forgot, before you start any new exercise activity, you always want to check with your healthcare practitioner so that your body, you know what's going on with your body, that it is able to do the activity you're about to do. So always, always do that first and foremost. And hydration. Hydration is very important, and it's not just important when you have an event or when you're going to exercise. Hydration is important all the time. You want to make sure that you are always hydrated. Water is the best hydration source, and I always tell you, if you don't like the taste of water or lack thereof, infuse it with maybe fruits or mint, anything that's going to enhance the flavor but not give you the extra sugar, because we want to keep the focus on hydration. So how are we doing? First 5 minutes we typically do is our warm-up, and that's when we're getting the body ready for the complete workout of walking. But because this is a beginner's workout, we're going to focus now the first 5 minutes. We're just going to talk about our form and making sure that we have the proper form that when we're walking. So I'm outdoors. You can be on a treadmill or you can be outdoors too. I always recommend being outdoors. There's just something about the outdoor air and the scenery. It adds to the walking. Walking can seem a little monotonous, but we can add things to it to make it exciting, to make it not just fitness, but exploration. So I love walking outside. I encourage you to, whenever you can, walk outside. But if you're on a treadmill, it's okay. And we did a treadmill walking workout. Forgive the noise. That's the other part of walking outdoors. You sometimes get some outdoor noise. So please forgive the noise. Hope you're still able to hear me clearly. So if you are on a treadmill, it's fine. You're going to go ahead and walk on the treadmill. I always tell you, if you're very new to walking on a treadmill, you want to make sure you're holding on and learning how to use the treadmill before you let go with both hands. So this way you are safe. First 5 minutes, we're warming up and we're talking form. We're talking making sure that your shoulders are relaxed and they're back. We don't want them forward. Now, we don't want any leaning forward. So I always tell you, your core. And I suggest pulling the stomach in, because to me, that's one of the ways to really be intentional about using the core. Everything comes from our core. Our movement should come from our core. So we want to use the core to make those movements fluid. We don't want to lean forward. That's going to cause back issues. That's not proper technique. And we want to, this workout is not, again, walking we do all the time. So this is not just about walking for the workout. It's walking for life. So we want to practice good walking habits so that we're always able to walk, right? Isn't it a great thing to be able to walk and walk well and not have maybe joint issues, knee issues, hip issues, because we've practiced bad walking forms or not walking efficiently throughout our life. So as you get older, you start to have some of these challenges. Isn't it great to be able to be in your, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, still being able to walk? So this is how we can practice walking in the way that will promote healthier walking habits for a lifetime. So how are we feeling? Hoping you're feeling good. We're still just making sure the form's right, and because it's a beginner, there's not a pace here. This is just about learning how to walk and being able to stick with this walking for the 30 minutes. Because beginners, we start gradually. There's going to be, and I will continue with the series for beginners, where we will get into a faster pace, brisk, moderate. We will really get into walking very quickly. But I want to take you through the process of gradually getting there. And I want to meet you where you are. I want to make sure you feel included in these walking workouts. Walking is the best form of exercise, one of the best form of exercise, and it can give you weight loss. It can help you with whether it's maybe not feeling well as far as your stress, your state of stress, or whatever kinds of ailments that you may have. As long as you go to your healthcare practitioner and it's okay for you to do your walking, those exercises that they typically recommend, they, you know, usually your physician will say, I want you to walk more because your cholesterol is high, or you have prediabetes, or hypertensive, whatever it is. I know the physician typically says, hey, go walk. That's what we're doing. But if we're not doing it right, if you don't know how to do it so that you can truly impact your cholesterol, hypertension, or diabetes, weight, then what's the point, right? So that's what we're doing. We're doing the walking. We're doing the walking work, or we're learning the techniques that will allow you to impact the numbers based on what your physician's recommendations are. So that's my goal. That's my goal today. So how are we feeling? We are at about 8 minutes. Usually the first 5 minutes we warm up. But again, beginners, we are walking. We are just making sure those shoulders are back, the core. We're thinking about that core. So we are really pulling that stomach in so that we have a straight posture. We have good alignment. Good vertical position. That's the word. I'm telling you, when I get into walking, because I'm doing this with you, part of this process that we do, walk with me, Coach Michelle, is I am walking with you because I want to be able to be where you are. I was where you are. Quick story. I was, prior to me having my first child, now my first child is 28 years old, but prior to me having my first child, I was about 60 pounds overweight. No kidding. This is a true story. I remember at my highest, I was about 188 pounds. Yep, that's the truth. And I was young. I was in my 20s. I was about 20. At that time, I'd say I was about 23 years old maybe. Now remember, when we're young, that's when our metabolism is supposed to be moving and grooving, and that's when we're able to go ahead and eat whatever, and it doesn't impact us as much. And I was pretty active in high school. I, you know, played softball. So it wasn't that I was not aware of fitness, and I wasn't someone that was into fitness, but like everyone, I fell into that situation where just enjoy food and all of the delicious foods. And we know that the fat is something that tastes really good. That's one of its properties. That's one of the reasons why we turn to it. And, salt, really good. You know, so the foods that are not the best for us to have all the time, that's what I was eating. And sweets, oh my goodness. Listen, you've got a chocolate cake, it's got my name on it. So of course, eating all of that and just indulging and overindulging and just continuing, my weight went to 188 pounds. I will never forget looking at that scale and thinking, what? I, you know how you know some weight, but you don't want to scale it. You really don't want to know what the number is. In your mind, yeah, I've gained weight, but it's never that high, right? I know you know what I'm talking about. It's never that high. It's never that high until you look at the scale and you actually come to terms with it. And for some people, it's difficult. Like, it's not something that you can, like a faucet, turn on and off and go, oh, it's 188, let me get rid of it. Sometimes you take time to think about it, and what do I do, and do you have the desire? Is the desire strong enough? Is the why strong enough for you to make a change? And when you're 23, let's face it, you think you are on top of the world. Health is not an issue. You, no matter what, you think, oh, I've got youth on my side, so I'm fine, right? And that, you know, you have no children, so there's really not a powerful desire to make a change at that point. And that's where I was. There wasn't a powerful desire to make the change. So I stayed in that 188 for a little while, I would say. And it wasn't until that vanity hit me. And I think that's probably, for younger people, that's probably the biggest thing, the biggest motivator is, how do I look? And not just how do I look, but how does everyone look at me? How do I look in this as it relates to others? And I think that was one of the things for me, was someone mentioned, and it was someone that was older than I was. And she said, hey, I used to be, no, she said to me, you're in your 20s. You're too young to have all that weight. And there was something about that. Now, this was someone that said it in love. As harsh as that sounds, it was said in love. And I knew it. And that was my why. That was my motivator. And how are we doing, guys? We are walking, and we are at 13 minutes. We're almost halfway through this 30-minute walking. I hope you guys are beginners. We are walking. We have our shoulders back. We have our core. We're thinking about that core muscle that is pulled in. Do not lean forward. Do not look down. Look straight ahead. Make sure you're looking straight ahead, because we want to have that good vertical position. Make sure that your fluid movement, so we're pulling that stomach in. Best way for me to describe using the core. Okay, guys, it's all about the core. We want to make sure we're using the core to kind of push ourselves forward. Make sure that toe, it's pointing forward. So you're going heel to toe, point forward, heel to toe. So back to my story. I went ahead and, you know, my friend tells me, you know, you're too young to have all that weight. And that hit me. It hit me, and that was that was when I made a decision. Okay, I'm gonna get help. I do not want to be this way. I, you know, for someone to say that to me, that means, yeah, I can't pretend that, you know, I'm just a large bone person, and this weight is fine on me. I can't do that. I can't. I need to make a change. And because it was said with love, because I knew she was older than I was, and those words of me being young, I actually was able to connect the dots that me being healthy is going to require that I took care of myself starting now. That connected with me, and that's when I went ahead and I went to my physician, and I started to find out what everything was happening in, and we got some recommendations, and we did healthy diet. I believe I started with a diet that was a high protein diet at the time. That was very popular. Went ahead and started. Mind you, this was back in the 90s. So I started with the whole popular, I think it was Atkins at the time, and, you know, the high protein low carbohydrate, and it worked. So the beauty of being in your 20s is that when you do decide to lose weight, it does happen rather quickly. And of course, we know that one of the motivating factors to weight loss is weight loss. As you lose the weight, you keep going. So that's what I did. And I did not really incorporate the exercise yet because I was seeing weight loss, and our brains, our bodies, it tends to always go into comfort. So why am I going to add something else if I am losing the weight? I'm losing the weight. No need to add exercise. Whoa, this is exercise without weight loss. Or this is weight loss without exercise. Perfect. One extra thing I do not have to do. So I lost the weight, and I lost a lot of weight. I actually went down to 126 pounds. Yep, all of that weight I lost just from dieting, watching what I ate, and really being mindful of everything that I ate. And it again, as I lost the weight, it was a weight that I never imagined I'd ever get to. I was smaller than I started out, I'm sure. I was never 26. And throughout that process, I, again, wasn't really thinking about exercise. But guess what? My mom was someone that always walked. And we just reached a mile. We're at 21 minutes, 52 seconds, and we are at 1 mile. So, excellent for you. Again, beginners walking. It's not about distance today. It's about just getting out and walking for 30 minutes, making sure we have the right form, that we're walking efficiently. We're walking that we're not causing any undue stress. Making sure, I didn't mention this, but whenever you're walking, make sure you have proper shoe, the right support. We don't want to injure ourselves by not walking properly, because it'll discourage us. It'll also pause any kind of progress we're making, right? Because you're going to have to address whatever injury that has occurred. So we don't want to walk with, we want to always have proper shoe, proper support. Okay, so we are at 22 minutes, 54 seconds. We have less than 8 minutes to go of this 30-minute walking workout. As we continue with the story, I will say that my mom, who enjoys walking, and she's always walked a lot. I learned how to walk from my mother. I always credit her. I'm a race walking coach. If you've listened to me before, you know that I am a race walking coach, USATF coach, track, USATF, United States track and field coach. So I do walk, and I credit my mom with being my coach, my first coach, without even knowing it. So my mom always walked. And while I lost all of this weight, I wasn't living with my mom, but I still knew that she walked a lot. My mom would walk 5 miles a day. And at this time, I'm in my 20s, so my mom's in her 50s, and she walks a lot. And I just, somehow, I connected with that. After losing all of the weight without exercising, I connected. And because I connected, I somehow decided, okay, I'm gonna start walking. My mom did. Before I did, though, I will say, back to the 126, and then some weight started to come on. Didn't mention that part. That was part of the deal. Got to the 126, some weights started to creep or crawl. Creep, let's say creep on, right? Because it was kind of a slow process, and I'm like, what's going on? You know, I'm doing everything I was supposed to. Now, keep in mind, as you lose weight, you are able to add. In the beginning, you're a lot more restrictive. And as you know, the basic premise, no matter what you do, it's calories in versus calories out. We hear that over and over again. So you want to eat less. But once you get to your goal, you start to add in gradually because you want to know, you want to stop the weight loss, right? And so I did that. I was able to successfully do that. But then, as you gradually add, if your mind shift isn't there, if you don't have, good morning, you don't have some kind of process, if you don't have a true built-in mindset change or a mindset change where you understand the relationship to, the relationship between food, activity, lifestyle. And I guess that's what I'm saying. If your lifestyle hasn't changed, if you haven't reset your lifestyle so that you are doing the things that you need to do to stay within, whether it's a certain weight or a certain stress level, or we talked about diabetes, hypertension, all of those things. If you don't change your lifestyle so that that is where you fit, you're going to revert back. And even if you do change your lifestyle, remember, those are habits you've had for years. So there is that chance that you're going to go back to what you know. So it has to be an intentional, a consistent change. And you have to have plans in place so that if this happens, then what? And that's why, this is where this part comes in. I started to put the weight on. It started to creep on. And I decided, thinking about my mom, you know what, let me start walking. Because I have already lost all of this weight. I did not have the desire to go into the gym or take on anything huge. I just wanted to manage the weight, not have it go on. And I knew I walked fast. I also know that my mom walked, and my mom, who previously, another piece of the story I missed, she also lost weight, and she did it with walking and just changing her diet. So when she, being in her 50s, was at a great weight, at a healthy weight, walked all the time, I wanted to be like that. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be able to walk around with my head held high, knowing that I was at this correct weight, and I was able to move. I was able to move like my mom, who at the time, for me in my 20s, thinking, oh, my mom's older, she's in her 50s. I wanted to be like that, right? And it's so funny. Now I'm in my 50s, and I'm like, I'm so young. So just so you remember, no matter what age you are, right? You can be healthy and young at whatever age you are. So that was my deciding factor to start walking. And from there, that's where the walk-in coach was born. And the walk-in was born. And all of this passion, all of this confidence that I have that walking can make a difference in your life. That's where that was born. Because I started walking. And when we say walking, I'm talking 5 miles a day. And it was a gradual. I just started walking just like I'm encouraging you to do now as a beginner. Just slowly start walking, thinking about the form, making sure it's an intentional walk, making sure it's not a stroll, making sure you are not just walking and having a conversation with a friend. This is your time for fitness. This is your time for the dedication and the commitment to your health. And that requires 100% of you, not 80%, not 60%, 100%, meaning you cannot have the conversation going because that's taken away from your breathing, that's taken away from the focus, making sure that core is propelling you forward, making sure that you are going with the fluid movements, making sure you're vertical, you're not leaning forward, you're looking straight ahead, you're not swinging those arms to the side, they're going forward and back in a fluid, natural movement. So that's why it's crucial that when you are walking, for fitness, when you're walking for weight loss, when you're walking for exercise, that it's you're 100% present, you're walking in that moment with you. Now, I always say, if you want to walk with a friend, that's phenomenal. They're great opportunities where you can go ahead, walk with a friend, and have that moment, but you still need to get your fitness level right. And for those times, you want it to be where you're fully focused, so you and your friend can focus on getting your fitness level right. And after your 30 minute of walking, you can go ahead and have your friend time, your time where you are enjoying. And guess what? Just like that, 30 minutes, 42 seconds, we completed our 30-minute walking workout. Look at that. So simple. And we just walked 1.53 miles according to my pedometer. And that was not a fast walk at all. It's okay. Because in order for us to get faster, we have to put effort into the right form. We have to put effort into breathing correctly, making sure that we are in the alignment. And these things will come naturally, but these things do not come naturally. I want you to, when you're walking, be intentional about these things. And over time, you will get in a habit where you know exactly. As we get faster, or if you listen to some of the other podcast episodes, which are fast-paced walking, you will be able to do it, and you will get through it, and you will fully experience all of the benefits of a walking workout. So that was my story time about how I started walking and how my mom was my inspiration for walking. And once I got into walking, I never looked back, and that helped me maintain my weight. It also helped me with my pregnancies, three babies, three grown men now, but it helped me. It helped me. My first child, I walked and walked, and we'll talk about that story the next time, because we want to continue with this. I want to continue with this beginner series of walking. I want to meet you where you are. I want to give you that inspiration that walking is a great form of exercise. It's worth it to take the time to go through these walking podcasts, to go through the steps and the guidance with me. And also, I have a surprise for you. If you go to my website, because I am a health coach, you go to my website, it's Walk In With Me, and it's Walk, WALKIN, With Me.com. There I have a beginner's guide, a 30-day beginner's guide to get you from couch to walking. It is step by step. It's daily. You don't even have to think about it. Go over to my website, Walk In, WALKIN, With Me.com, to check it out. And if you want to work one-on-one with me as a health coach, if weight loss is your goal, I work with everyone, but I do help women who are 40 and older, who are trying to lose weight. They don't want the hassle of counting calories, counting whatever, and going to the gym. They just want a simple way of getting that weight loss, realistic for their lifestyle so that they're able to stick with it and enjoy it. That's what they're looking for. That's what you're looking for. I want you to go over to my website, or you can go ahead and just email me. And emailing me, very simple, walknn@gmail.com. Or you can also go over to my website. Go over to my website. That's the very best way to reach me. And this way we can set up a discovery call to see exactly what I do and how I can help you. And if you want to help me, because this program that I'm launching, it is very new, so I do want to get your feedback. So if you want to give me feedback based on where you are and maybe some of the challenges that you're having, please go over to the website and let me know. So this way we can continue this conversation and I can make sure that I'm including here in these beginner walk-in programs and other podcasts that I have, that I'm including some of your ideas and your feedback. But again, I love walking. I hope you will get to do the same and most importantly, get the benefits of it. Would love to work with you. And if you think that we are a good fit, once again, the website, walkinwithme.com. So thank you so much for showing up today. Hope you show up tomorrow. I do recommend 5 days a week. The CDC recommends 150 hours of moderate activity for a healthy heart. So if that's what you're looking for, that's the minimum amount that they're recommending. If you want weight loss, then you're going to need more. If you want a one-on-one coach and you think that we would work well, come on, give me a call. But thank you again for showing up today. Show up tomorrow. Listen to the podcast. Walk with me, Coach Michelle. Check me out. I've got a whole walking crew on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, it's called Walk With Me Crew, and or the Walk It Out Crew. Whoa, all these walk-ins. Guys, forgive me. It's called the Walk It Out Crew. Let's come walk out with us so that you can get infused into this walking world, walk more, and enjoy walking. So thank you again for stopping by. Hope you found value in this podcast, and I look forward to walking with you in the next one. Don't forget to keep walking.